The floor is yours, and the pick is in. And with the 17th overall selection in the 2023 Offsides Media Mock Draft, Mike Asti, representing the great city of Pittsburgh, PA, joining us from Pittsburgh, PA right now, steps to the podium and selects.
The Pittsburgh Steelers will select, with a 17th overall pick, a legacy selection, Joey Porter Jr. out of Penn State.
Wow. Joey Porter Jr. out of Penn State is the pick. I am Joey Porter Jr. out of Penn State is supposed to go right out of this, right around this time. Obviously, yep. His dad was a linebacker, cornerback out of Penn State. And Mel Kiper's most recent mock draft, he's going 16th to the Washington Commanders. Local kid, legacy kid. Is that why you're making this pick, Mike?
No, that is not why. Although it's nice, for sure. And I will say, I believe I'm now 3-0. If they end up picking Joey Porter Jr., I'm 2-0 to this point because I had Najee when I started with you, and then last year ends up with Pickett. It's cool to go pit Penn State back-to-back years. It's cool because of Joey Porter Sr. and that legacy connection. But no, I do believe Joey Porter Jr. is a fit for the Steelers. I know a lot of debate on if he's a fit or not exists, and he is supposed to go right around this period of time. And pretty much I also worked off of your board. So if you have Jordan Addison gone, and some Steelers fans, you want the Steelers to go back-to-back pit players, even though he's out of USC, but a former pit great, in Jordan Addison, they can churn wide receivers in their sleep. They've been doing it through any era, even now with Omar Khan running the ship. They still have production there. You lose Claypool, but his production had dropped. They can do other things, and they just drafted George Pickens last year, who I think is a bona fide stud. They didn't need to go wide receiver right away. Kansi could make sense as well for the offensive line as another pit player. But I went Joey Porter Jr. Number one, they need defensive help finally. They've been drafting offense in the first round the last few years. In the last several rounds of the last few years, actually, rounds one through three have mostly been offense the last couple years. They need a corner. They need an aggressive corner. I do think he's a fit in their mentality. Honestly, yeah, there's some mental mistakes that he sometimes offers with bad penalties. Things need cleaned up. That's why some maybe don't love him despite the legacy connection. But Mike Tomlin loves coachable players. He's going to be a coachable player because his dad is all over him. I was around him at the combine. His dad is forcing this kid to be coachable, basically, and to have a career. He's going to be mentored by so many former players that will be all up in his business at camp, etc. There will be pressure there, but if all they need to do is clean up some mental mistakes and you have the natural talent, you have the aggressiveness, it's hard to find a corner with that type of brute force. They can't resist him. The Penn State thing is nice, but they wouldn't just draft him just because of that. Like, they wouldn't have taken Pickett last year, regardless of him being a pit player, if they didn't love him as a QB. So I think he fits the Penn State thing and Joey Porter. That's just a bonus.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.